Oh, I got his ass now.
You have to be fast in the track.
I hate that guy.
This race could change the rest of your life.
My butthole got stretched a little bit.
I got a tight little butt.
I'm about to light this shit up.
Coffee Chatter show number 127 coming to you live.
That's really fucked, like really fucking loud.
Okay, let me tone it down, people. Coming to you live.
Dude, it's still really
Monday
loud.
Monday night. Well, it's still, I'm looking on my board here, and we're looking.
Dude, what's happened?
Sorry, I don't know what's happening because.
Okay, we're good now.
We had the same issue that one show. And I listened back to make sure it didn't, you know, blow people's ears off. It was fine.
Okay, we're good now.
Okay. Show number 127, people. Coming to you live. Monday night is Monday, November 15th. This is a little pre-Grands hype, you know, hype show. Chatterator. How you doing, T? First of all, how you doing?
Dude, stoked. Dude, this is like Christmas time for BMX racing. It really is. Grands month, you fucking kidding me right now? We got Grands next week. Dude, I'm stoked. We got Joris and Josh McLean going for the title and Felicia and Elise. Man, it's gonna be dope, especially with all the amateur racing. So I'm really psyched for Grands.
We got a lot going on that weekend, let alone from the racing. We got a lot of coffee chatter stuff going on ourselves. We're excited to be doing.
Oh yeah.
We got some riders who are gonna be coaching.
It's gonna be a big week for chatter and a big week for me as a coach, so I'm excited.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. So we're gonna get into some of that. We got some random chit chat to bring to you folks. We got a little BMX track draft coming at you later in the show here. A little Grands track draft.
Love the draft.
It's a fan favorite, I think. It's one of my favorites.
It really is. It really is a fan favorite. We got a bunch of stuff today. ProGate Europe, winning starts at the Great Gate. Joris Daudet, I don't know if he's going to win the Grands, although he's my pick, but I will say he's going to get a great start on the ProGate Europe.
He's absolutely going to get a good start. He is just... When I think of somebody who has a great form for a small hill, like that's just knows that he's going to get out clean, going to get out good. It's Joris. Coming out of the Grands, he's going to know he knows what to do. He's done it a few times before. He's going to get that great gate. He's going to do it on his Pro Gate Europe.
He's a Grands assassin.
He is a Grands assassin, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Grands assassin. There.
Yeah. It's because he practiced on a Pro Gate Europe. People, if your track doesn't have one, you guys need to get a Pro Gate Europe.
Yeah,
We're already talking here in Vancouver about getting another ProGate Europe somewhere else because we want more than one.
Yeah, you don't want some random like crap ass gate or local truck. You want a ProGate Europe.
Exactly. We're not looking for this crap stuff. We want the good stuff. So, get yours today, people.
Get yours today. I did something radical.
Radical.
I canceled my Netflix subscription.
What? That is big. That's bold.
That's radical. It's radical. It's radical.
Do you explain? Why did you do
this? I don't know. I've been really busy watching sports lately. Like I'm a huge sport, always have been, but I watch hockey, football, golf, F1. Like I got a lot of sports to watch. And so I just haven't been watching Netflix much. I just don't watch Netflix much. So I'm like, it's just really annoying to see like, okay, your Visa bill has been charged the $14.99 a month, whatever it is. And it's just like a thing. And so I was just like, no, fuck it. I'm just going to delete it and then just pinch someone else's hopefully. And let me tell you, I wasn't upset by it. But then when I texted my family, because they've been getting free Netflix for 6-7 years now, when I texted them and said the gravy train was coming to an end in 3 weeks, they were not happy.
It's hilarious how you could be going to getting it free from somebody for so long and they just decide to cut you off, and I'd be pretty pissed too.
Yeah, my sister's like, what? I need my shows.
What are you doing, Tori? This is your decision is now affecting me.
So the one thing I will say I'm not happy about is the last 6 episodes of Money Heist are coming out December 6th, so I don't know, I'm going to have to figure something out. I may get it just for the month of December, although I'll just borrow someone else. I'm going to have to figure it out because I need to watch that show.
Yeah, that's your go-to, isn't it?
Yeah, Money Heist is the best show on Netflix.
Actually,
Narcos, for me, I think it's Narcos. Narcos and Money Heist are like one A and one B. They're very close.
See, I'm gonna throw a show at you that I know you like, and I think it tops all those because I'm currently watching it for a second time over. Suits.
Suits is a good show. But I don't think it's on the level of Money Heist on Netflix.
No, it's different.
It's different. No. I really like the crime, action, drama, suspense ones.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's different. It's different. But Suits is well done. I will say that when What's Her Name left, it wasn't the same. I think I actually stopped watching it after she left.
Really?
What's her name again? Married to the Prince.
Is it Meghan Markle?
Meghan Markle, yeah. When Meghan Markle left, I stopped watching the show.
That's fair. I mean, that's a tough look, but it's fair. I'm a Donna fan myself.
Donna's a G.
Unbelievable. She is just, you know, unreal.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to have to figure something out for December, but then, yeah, it is what it is.
I don't know what other platforms you have, but you should really... I think this is a same tier show as Suits. Yellowstone. You need to try watching that one.
Someone else told me about that one recently. Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah. I bet you Laws or Ryan, they're into it. Ryan's into it, I know.
Sons of Anarchy was really good. Did you watch that one?
No, that's on my list of old shows that people tell me about.
The problem was, I don't know if it's changed now, but it was just on US Netflix, not Canadian Netflix. So I had to Jimmy rig my internet settings back in Canada to get it.
Classic little Jimmy rig. Gotta do something, something shady.
Classic low-key shady. That one's a really good one, though.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Have you watched Ted Lasso yet?
No.
You'd like that one, of all people.
I've heard that one, too.
Yeah, good comedy. Good, easy
going. I've heard that one, too.
Light comedy.
I was pissed, too, because I was watching Blind Spot, and then that came down to the U.S. in August or whatever, end of August, and it's not on U.S. Netflix, which is rattling.
What's Blind Spot? What is that?
It's like this woman. This is what I told you about in the summer, but it's like this woman, she gets found covered in tattoos, and she has no memory of anything. Okay. And then the FBI takes her or whatever, and her tattoos lead to a crime. So they go through her tattoos and they hunt these crimes, and then she keeps having flashbacks to her memory and whatever. It's cool.
Right. Okay. I hear you. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, a crime suspense.
Yep. It's your go-to. That's something you like. Yeah. Yeah.
It's my go-to. It's my niche.
I like that.
Yeah. Can we also talk about the fucking weather we've had at home lately? I'm seeing reports of I want to say a tornado hit Vancouver.
Dude, I don't understand what is going on. I'm not going to preach global warming because I don't know the logistics, but global warming, I have no idea. But yes, so last week we all of a sudden had a tornado basically off the edge of UBC, off the coast of UBC. It hit the golf course.
It was a legit tornado.
It was classified tornado. Yes. They took time to.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we had a tornado hit, and it was funny. It didn't get into Vancouver. It was on the outskirts by the airport, hit land a little bit, and then just was gone. So only that little portion of land saw any effects of this tornado.
That's unbelievable.
First of all, that was crazy. Okay. So then we've had a lot of rain this week. Pretty normal Vancouver, just rain, on and off, cloudy days. And then Saturday morning we rode, it was nice. And then we knew it was coming, but rain Saturday night, rain all Sunday. And through to now Monday morning, and I'm talking loads of rain. Flooding. Roads have been just caked with water. Mudslides on the highways up north. Craziness.
We have a family group chat, and my family was saying people can't even drive between places.
No, you can't get there was highways closed down. My parents were supposed to come home yesterday or today. Yesterday, I can't remember. Haven't been able to come home because part of the highways were closed because of mudslides, debris, trees on the highways and whatnot. It's nuts right now.
Debris.
All that debris.
Dude, that's insane. So is it still just colossal downpour right now?
It finally stopped raining because we were supposed to be getting a nice day tomorrow, which it still says it's going to be nice, but it's been windy as hell all day, all afternoon here. So hoping that goes away so we can ride, but I don't even, it's crazy that it's just been as windy and wet as it has. Golf courses flooded, roads flooded. I was driving yesterday on the highway, middle of the day. It felt so dangerous to be driving because one, the roads were just completely soaked with water. And we're used to it in Vancouver, rain on the road, it's fine. But I'm talking the spray coming off the cars, I couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Could not be more opposite. It is hot as balls down here and dry. It's 90 plus degrees over the last few days. That's over 30 Celsius.
This guy.
It's been hot.
This motherfucker.
It's been hot. It's funny. When you go to the Grand, it's a lottery too. The Grands could be super cold.
Yeah, it can be, can it? Like, you get some weather days, or sometimes there, I feel like most of the time it's cold, but you get sometimes it's been like ice cold, that dry freezing coldness.
Yeah. Yeah. And other times, like, remember, I think the last time I raced there, we had dinner like outside of Chipotle comfortably. Yeah. It was like mild.
Yeah. It's weird. It changes a lot. Would you consider that like a deserty climate?
Not prairie.
Prairie Oklahoma's climate?
Prairie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Prairie.
Yeah, okay.
But I would think it's pretty dry in terms of rainfall.
I'd got to think so too.
Yeah.
Can't imagine a lot of rain. Yeah.
But yeah, I was talking, or I saw Simon's story or something the other day. It's cool to have Simon Marcor coming across and racing the Grands. It'd be nice to have a European presence. I mean, Romain's coming too, because Romain's raced a lot in the US. I don't consider him like a foreigner, say.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it'll be cool to have someone like Simon come and race the Grands.
Yeah, he hasn't done, I know he's raced some USA stuff back in, I want to say like 2017, 2018. I can't remember what else he's raced in the US since then, but the last one I remember him doing was Florida off of Supercross Hill. So it'll be cool to see him get on the small hill with these guys and lay down some ponies, because he's shown he's really fast on the small hill too. Like in Saint-Étienne, was it? It couldn't have been too many years ago now, but he won both days there. I don't want to say those were breakthrough wins, but I remember it being like, it was kind of like, whoa, like he just won two back-to-back in Saint-Étienne with like some top dogs. Like he's a horse on the small hill too, I think.
It's interesting to see Europeans come here, or North Americans, to go to Europe, because the racing's quite a bit different. Like the style, tracks, schedule, atmosphere, everything's quite a bit different. So no doubt if you're fast, you're going to do well anywhere, but like, it is something to consider. Like the Grand is much different track and everything than what he's used to in Europe. Like the motos are really tight. The racing's just super tight in the US, in USA BMX. Like it's just really close, and the tracks don't offer a whole lot of separation. So I'm excited to see how he does and how he adapts to that.
Yeah, I agree too. It'll be interesting. I mean, I saw he's been putting out a few videos here and there. First of all, he put out a cool hype video from his Turkey final. Do you see that?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's one of those, I don't know. I just like, because of the music. Anyways, and then he was laying down some heat on a flat hill. So it will be cool to see how he gets in the mix with these boys and kind of brings that European flair. See if he does anything special, or which, I mean, I don't imagine anything crazy, but it'll be cool. Another fast guy, another top dog coming over. It's always cool to see for the Grands.
It's fun too to go race somewhere else. Like, I always love going to race European rounds, because like you're not doing the series. There's not like a whole lot of pressure. Like you kind of just go in and send it. You don't really, like, you know the guys you're racing, but you also don't know a lot of the guys you're racing.
And it's almost less expectation, because you're kind of going there for fun at the same time. Like all BMX races are normally fun, yes, but it's like the guys that are at the Grands, the USA guys, they kind of know like that's their race to do. They have stuff on the line for that race. Simi doesn't have anything on the line for him.
And the cool thing is, like, when we go to Europe, or like when I went, people are really excited to have you there. They're excited to have people come over. And I think people will be excited to see him over here too.
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think people are like, do you think they'll know him as well as when maybe a USA comes over, USA rider goes over to Europe?
I would say not as much. No. I think when, if like a North American goes to Europe, it's probably more notable. I would, because here there's so many fast pros.
Yeah.
Well, there is a ton of fast pros in Europe too, obviously, but I don't know. I just think here they're probably more focused on the pros based here. I think some people, I mean, a lot of people obviously know who he is and be excited to watch him. But yeah, I think it's probably more so when like North Americans go to Europe or foreigners go to Europe.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel the same. That's kind of why I said that too, because sometimes it does feel like you get some guys coming over. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Pause.
Wait for it. Bless you.
That was a long wait. Sorry about that.
That was a long wait.
Long wait. Sometimes it feels like, you get some guys coming over, and a lot of the USA riders over here that maybe don't pay attention to the World Cups, they have no idea who these people are, and we see them as someone that's in the mix in Europe as well. We see them, we're like, well, how do you not know this guy? Like, he's in the mix. He's fast as hell. Like, keep an eye on him, kind of thing.
Yeah, but regardless, like, I'm excited to see how he does. It'll be really interesting. It was cool to, like, when Nick came over and raced too.
Do you think Nick's coming over as well? Like, I can't imagine Simi's coming over by himself.
I mean, after his, I think he's just getting back from his injury. I would say no.
You think not? Okay.
I would say no.
All right. Maybe he's coming over by himself, or I don't know who he's coming over with or whatnot.
But. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something to see Liam in Tulsa?
Would you? Why do I feel like that's so foreign? Has he ever been to Tulsa?
I was wondering if he's ever been to Tulsa. I feel, I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to feel like if it was back when he was like, a 16-year-old.
I know he came over and like stayed with the Bradfords and, and raced in the U.S., but I don't remember him ever being at the Grand.
Okay. He definitely hasn't done it when he was pro, right?
He may have been. He may have come to the Grand.
I don't remember.
Oh, yes. When? Yes, he has been to the Grands. He's raced pro at the Grands. Yes, he has.
Year he was world champ?
I want to say 2009.
2009? Oh, wow.
2009. Yeah, I want to say 2009. I remember him being there.
Okay.
Yes. So, yes, Liam. He's probably listening to this, just saying, fucking idiot, I was there.
He knew it.
So I know, you were there.
Brought it up.
2009. Yeah. 2009.
Okay.
Because then everyone went to the bar at, I want to say, I can't remember the name of the hotel.
Where people are there always.
What the fuck was that place called? One of the main hotels. Anyway. Yeah. So he was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to get derailed. I was getting a phone call that I just now missed from Ryan Tugas, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but because we posted that video today,
we need to bring it up.
Again. I had to.
We talked about it last week, and some people commented that crash. Every time I watched it 20 times today, I couldn't believe the crash.
You almost can't watch it more like just one time because there's so much stuff that happens after the fact. Too.
Absolute fucking pandemonium. So we just posted that today, which is Monday. And the fact that he flipped the bars, hit perfect backside. So the best part is the last guy who crashes, like tries to go around him, then tries to manual, goes off the track, gets caught in the soft stuff, and then just flips the bars.
Yeah.
What seems like a minute after Ryan crashed.
It was like, first of all, Ryan's crashed. Like you keep your eyes on him until he's like doing a backslide down the roller. And then you turn back to the action that's now coming behind him. And everyone is just yard sailing to either side.
Complete yeah, it is truly Jim Riley's like, oh.
He doesn't even know what to say. Just,
yeah. We'll do a prediction show, I guess, on Monday for the Grands. But I mean, I like Joris.
Are we going to call it just, you want to get to it? You want to just call some out right now?
Yeah. I mean, I like Joris.
He's my pick too.
I don't know how you can't pick Joris. I was just going to say, barring some freak thing, I think he's going to win.
I agree too. I think he's had, like, since the Olympics, he hasn't been in his groove. I think he's been taking some time off. I think there's a lot of people that have been in that sense, but I think he's low key likes the Grands. Like, yeah, I bet
Grands
you
assassin.
I don't know. There's things he probably hates about it, but I think there are things he loves about it. And he knows how to prepare for it. He knows how to train for it. He knows how to get himself in the best shape. And he's just so good at these first straights, the hill, the gate, everything about it. Just to me, it suits him. He suits it. I love him there too. He's my pick for sure. And doesn't take anything away from, I think he's going to have some people trying to battle him, but he finds a way.
Yeah. I think the race of the weekend is going to be Elise and Felicia.
Yeah. A little showdown, a little do like a,
remember last year was good. Really good. Say,
last year was exciting as hell. Now they get a little redemption almost. Felicia gets some redemption. We'll see if Elise can kind of show her stuff a little more this year. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting because I feel like Felicia's been racing more than Elise has since the game. Elise seems like she's been taking a little time off.
Yeah, Elise hasn't raced as much. So I don't want to say coming under the radar, but we haven't really seen her race a whole lot recently. So I think that's going to be a great bet. I think it's going to come down to the third main and be whoever wins.
Man, if it comes down to that third main again, like last time.
I think it's going to. I think it'll come down to the third main, whoever wins, wins the title, which is the way it should be at the Grand.
I really think so, too. Do you think they'll, like, trade off wins the first two?
Yeah, okay. I do.
God, it's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, I do.
How do you think Josh will do? I saw Sean Iceman in the comments here on YouTube. He's saying, Ozzy, about Josh. How do you think Josh is going to do?
Hard to say. My first initial instinct is I think he'll do well. That's like a really general statement. I think he'll be up front battling. It's a lot easier to be up for a title than to go and win it. It's hard to, like, you can have a really good year and be fast and be up for the title, but then it's a different mentality when you go to the Grands with the thought process of like, okay, I could win this thing. So that's something to consider. I don't think he's been in that position before, at least for a title this big. So we'll see how he handles it. But with that being said, I think he'll be in the main and I think he'll have a shot. Yeah.
I would agree. Like, obviously never been in this position to be up for it, but it's a different story. I think once you are up for the title there, I think the guys that have won, Connor, Joris, Sam, Maris, they'll probably all say the same thing, that it's like, it's different when you're actually up for it. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably, the first year you do it, the first year you kind of are up for it, it's probably a different experience than when you've gone through it once and you kind of know the jitters, know the feels, know how it's going to be with the grand show, getting through to the final, because obviously that's the most important part. So Josh obviously showed some speed last year. Hole shotted. Was it the first main he hole shotted?
I think first
it was.
Main, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he can clearly, he's been really good on these flat hills this year, the smaller hills, I'd say. So I think he'll bring some heat.
I also think, though, like looking at the stats, I think he's gotten his wins at when Connor and Joris weren't there.
Yep. Yeah, I think so too.
So it's something to consider. Like, I don't know how many times he straight up beat Joris this year.
Yeah, that's
which
a good point.
Doesn't mean it can't be done, but no. Just saying, like, over the course of the year, I think, I mean, Joris has been the better guy. So, I mean, there's always upsets in sports, who knows, but.
I think Joris also has a little bit of a points gap on him too. Like, I think, I don't know, I broke it down a little while ago. I don't have it on me, which is dumb.
I actually do right here. One sec.
Okay. But based off the points gap, from what I remember, I feel like Joris, as long as he's in the main almost, like, he's going to be sitting pretty, comparatively speaking. Josh, I think, is a little bit back. And then behind that, you got, like, Cam Wood is, I think, a little further back. Cam Larson, a little far as well. Even Justin Wall was just reminding me in the chat here. But I think Cam Larson is somebody, and Cam Wood, both the Cams, two guys that I think could be going really fast there. So,
okay, I have it right here. Let me just check. So talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Do you know they're actually counting? They're counting 8 scores now instead of 10, which actually makes it quite a bit more competitive.
Okay. Does it?
So Joris doesn't make the main, and Josh makes the main. He needs a 4th or better to win the title. So, I mean, that could quite conceivably happen. Semis are a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that option.
Yep.
One sec.
Take your time. We're about getting facts right this time. So if you take your time, make sure you know you're saying good information, T.
Yeah, there's a lot of info here. So that's one of the main ones. Come on, Tori. People are waiting. Come on, Tori. Come on, Tori. People are waiting. This is stressful. Joris has finished the day ahead of Josh at 10 of the races they raced each other at.
Okay.
Out of 13, which is a pretty, you know, that's notable.
Yep.
You don't have to. It's too much to go through. So, you know, it's actually happened like in 2014. So Sam, he shit in the semi over the berm jump, didn't make it. And Maris had to get 4th or better to win the title. And I think he ended up winning.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So as the grands is a title, would you take someone out in the semi if you could?
Yes.
If they're in the same semi, yeah, you probably would. I don't think you'd go to you wouldn't fucking T-bone them and screw yourself. But like, if you have the chance to cut them off or like stuff them, you're gonna.
If you have the opportunity in the first turn, second turn, third turn to stuff them up into soft stuff, and once again, yeah, not like T-bone them, but you can take your line and push them up, and if they don't want to back down and they crash, like, absolutely, you take that.
Yeah, I mean, Joris tried that on Connor in 2017, the first year Connor won it.
Yeah,
and I think it's just to be expected either way. Like, it's kind of just like, you know, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, when it comes, like, once it's in the main too, like, I would expect blasting to be happening for this title. Because if you're going to blast somebody and you take yourself both out, well, it doesn't matter. Like, you're still racing that other guy in the points. So just get up and beat him.
The difference too, because this one's 3 mains. The cream usually rises to the top. And Joris, I think, being overall better at this point, I think even if he has a bad first round or something, he'll still like generally finish higher.
Yeah.
Which is one lap at like a national is a lot more that can happen, but 3 mains, like generally the best guy will win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's usually how it works. I think it's cool about the grand. It's fun watching them go 3 times. And like, I think some people say like the points are annoying, cause you got to like pay attention to the points to see who wins. I kind of like that. I kind of like watching the points and being like, okay, so what does this guy need? What does he need to do this and that? It's like, that excites me.
Do they announce it? I can't remember if they do.
I think they do. They announce how many points each person has. So not what placings they've got, but I think in the last round, they'll be like, with 8 points, they got this person sitting on 3 points. That person, yeah.
Which you need, yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, Grant's talk on pause for a sec. Can we talk about the South American Championship prize money that Gonzalo posted and that I reposted on Coffee Chatter? Are that you was, fucking shitting me? Third place at South American Champs. He made $92.
That was
$92.
That was a joke.
Which we don't even know what currency that was. What if it was 92? I mean, excuse my, what's the word? Ignorance, but $92 and they were in Peru, Peruvian, whatever. I don't know what the currency it was.
No,
so say, know. Even say it was US currency, $92.
It was a joke. That's a joke.
That's a kick in the crotch is what that is.
That was their, from what I believe, South American championships or something like that. South American games, championships, games. I don't know.
Yeah. Some South American champs, I think. Yeah.
The Pan Ams the first day or Continental, basically. Continental champs the first day, and then they had the, whatever, South American stuff. It's like, $92?
That's insulting.
It's a joke. Those are fast dudes. There was some heat there. Even, like, off that track, on the Supercross Hill, $92.
It's disgusting.
It's a joke. I was watching...
It's unbelievable.
I was watching SportsCenter the other day. I'm watching the hockey players, and I was like, man, they fill arenas, they get to play the sport they love, and they get made millions, and it's just like, it hurts. It fucking hurts. And then you see what we make, $92. I would say risking our life more than a hockey player, more than these other sports. We're just as invested in these sports, and it's just the activity we're in does not compensate us. Anyway,
how is it? How is it $92?
I don't know.
I just don't understand how it's $92.
Clearly,
the UCI has a minimum. That can't be the minimum.
Maybe it wasn't a UCI event. I don't know.
Oh, you know, I think they've made an exception for South American for like developing countries.
They do. That's true.
Yes, that is true.
So they can pay out less, but
still. Yeah. But you know what? Fuck that. $92.
It's a joke. No. That's a joke.
That is. It's honestly insulting.
Your Formula One goes to Brazil. Goes to Sao Paulo. They wore the same.
Oh, okay, we can't compare ourselves to Formula One. I mean, Lewis Hamilton makes $40 million. Why are we making 92?
I'm sorry, that was too far.
But 92, I mean, that's disgraceful. Quite honestly, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm speechless. I was speechless when I saw it.
Yeah, it's sad. It sucks. It's brutal. Like it.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. Like it just sucked.
But the USA BMX prize money for like the title and stuff and grands is going to be good. I think so. It'll be cool.
That is usually a big plus, big bonus. Everyone likes that.
Yeah.
I like that they do the checks now for like first, second, third, two, like raise it up. Good prize money for like in the series, they got the check, prize money, podium. Yeah. That's always cool.
Yeah, I agree. It was a rough week for my Tory sports update. It was a rough go last week for my sports teams. The Canucks allowed 14 goals against in two games. Let that sink in. They had two touchdowns scored against them. And then my Ravens, my football team, they couldn't even score a touchdown against the worst team in the league. It was embarrassing.
I thought the Ravens were good.
They are.
Apparently not.
But they are, but it was a rough week. It was a rough week. That was tough.
It's not good in hockey, especially when two games back to back, your team lets in 7 goals.
The worst part about it, the second game in a row was against Connor's team.
we got to touch base. This is the Sylvan social media check-in this week. We got to touch base on the, not the beef, but the banter going back and forth between you two has been absolutely comical. You've both been dropping some hammers on each other. And I feel like I keep seeing you drop a hammer on him, but then Connor answers right back with a hammer right back on you. And I'm just laughing.
It's been pretty fucking ruthless on Twitter, I will say. It's been pretty ruthless. The toughest, the worst part is like my hockey team's gotten blown out now 3 games in a row. So they lost 7-1 against, I can't remember who. Then they lost 7-4 to the Vegas. And then they lost like 5-something to Colorado. So we allowed 19 goals against in 3 games. And then my Ravens sucked this week. So it's like, I was doing the best that I got to tweet back, but I just, it's tough to stand on ground when your sporting world is just an absolute dumpster fire.
You know what makes it tough for you too, is you're a new NFL fan. So it doesn't matter what you say, what you do. People are always going to shit on you for being new and then picking a team. Everyone's going to like shit on you for picking a team that's good. because you've now become you're supporting a team that's already good, even though now they lost. But it's not like you went through a process to pick your team. I will give you that.
I did. You know what? I never looked at the standings. I saw a game. I liked what they were doing. And I was like, this is a cool team.
And then I think part of it was the tweets. You know, you got tweeted back and then all of a sudden you were all in on that team.
Oh yeah, it was after that. It was past the point of no return. If I all of a sudden said fuck the Ravens on Twitter, I would have 1,000 people from Baltimore tweeting me how they're going to burn my house down.
but it's just tough look. So it's a tough look for you to be in there in the mix with all these guys who have been playing fantasy leagues for years on end, watching football since they were, you know, toddlers. So,
yeah, but you know, I love my Ravens, but yeah, that was tough. And then I decided to fire back this morning at Connor. I can't remember what I said.
This was good.
Yeah. So I tweeted, oh yeah, he tweeted how at the Raiders game. So I was watching the Raiders yesterday in Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And they showed like three Olympic medalists or whatever, Vegas ones.
This was great.
And so actually when I saw that, I thought of Connor, like, oh, he should be there.
Yeah.
And so we were talking, whatever. And then he tweeted something like being left out that he wasn't there. And I was like, you won your Olympic gold medal 5 years ago. No, or like it's what did I say?
He's like, well, Connor's like, yeah, must have gotten lost in the mail. CC'd the Raiders. And then you respond and you're like, your gold medal doesn't count anymore. It was from 5 years ago. Stop living in the past.
And then he really nailed the coffin shut on the next one.
This is where he just laid the fire. He poured gasoline on you and then lit the match on fire. He's like, be right back, checking if I'm still a gold medalist, and lit you up in the final. Yep, confirmed on both.
I read that and I was like, It's tough.
Oh, that one just—that's. What do you do?
I opened Twitter and I was like, "Do I have? First of all, let's just like, do I have a response?
Is there anything I can say right now?
Is there anything? And there just isn't. I mean, you just, what are you gonna do? I was thinking about posting a photo, just the photo of me with a gold medal at Pan Am Games, because you know I beat him at the Pan Am Games. But then at the same time, it's like, well.
Then you're
it is a comeback, but I mean,
years.
He won the Olympics. So, I mean, what are you going to, you know?
Yeah, then you're going back on your original one, which was 5 years ago. That was six.
I know. And it just looks like, well, you know, that's cute. I mean, I
Oh, that's cute, pal.
And then I would have just, you know, so it's tough. So I'm looking forward to next week. Hopefully the Ravens do better. It was good. I mean, Ravens. Hopefully the Ravens do better.
Yeah, you said Ravens.
The Ravens did lose, but I was in such turmoil with my sporting world this past week. I couldn't fire back at anything. So I got to regroup and come back with something this week.
I hope you do too.
Yeah. But it's been quite fun.
Yeah. Regroup yourself, regroup the Ravens, regroup your Twitter account. Hope you don't have any matches between yourself and Connor's teams, because that's just,
oh, I knew it was a bad idea. The Canucks were playing Vegas. I knew that was going to end badly. And the worst part was they went up 2-0 in the first 5 minutes, and I tweeted, oh, early 2-0 CC Connor Fields. And then it just, oh boy, could that not have backfired any worse?
I was watching a little bit. I saw you tweet that, so I kind of looked, like, watched the game a bit, and then I checked back later and I saw the final score to be 7-4, and I was like, what happened? Where did we go so wrong?
It was ugly. The Canucks are an absolute dumpster fire right now. They can't score. They can't stop a beach ball. They can't do anything right.
It's tough. It's a really tough look. Bunch of youngsters on the team. Young guys grinding it out. They're learning.
Yeah. So that's, in other news, I forgot to tell this story last show. So me and Mike Day were having our normal Thursday morning golf match. I don't want to say a match because we don't play a match, but we're playing golf on a Thursday morning. We'll call it a mandate. So anyway, we're playing golf. This is two Thursdays ago.
Because
he went to Hawaii this past week.
Okay.
So we decided this time we're going to take it seriously. The other times we didn't warm up, we just stepped on. We both played terrible. And the course is hard as shit. Okay. It's a par 3 course. It's super hard. So we do a full warm up in the cage, putting green. We're feeling good.
Okay.
So we play the first hole. I think he pars the first hole. And I think I like bogey or double. I'm like kind of pissed. So we go to the second hole. He tees off first. It's like a 100-yard par 3. Hits his tee shot. It's going right at it. We're just both watching it. Like, oh, it's looking good. One hop, boom, slam dunk, hole in one. So we just fucking look at each other in shock. We're like, oh! And we run to each other, just big group hug on the tee box. That's the second hole in one on that course. Because remember, I told this hole in one story with was it Kylie Jenner?
Oh, yeah, that was. Yeah.
So you got the hole in one, and then you saw Kylie Jenner, whatever. That was like a month before this. Same hole. So he's gotten two hole in ones on the same hole in the same month.
Are you shitting me?
You can't make this stuff up.
How, like, do people, I don't know if people realize how unbelievably not fluky, lucky, once in a lifetime it is to get a hole in one. You're getting two on the same course on the same hole in the same month.
Do people go their whole life though getting a hole in one? He's got on the same hole in the same month. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was pretty cool though. It was the first time I've ever seen a hole in one. It was exciting.
That's insane. That is so good. I love the hype. The hype train must have been unreal.
Oh yeah, group hug on the tee box. It was unreal. Just like literally like one hop, boom, straight in.
God, that's sick.
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
Oh my gosh, that's dope.
And of course, I had to follow his and hit it, missed the green, made bogey. So that was cool.
That's just tough.
Yeah, that's
tough. You don't want to be following that one bit. Since we're on a little bit of a golf, we're not golf checking. Nobody click away. We're not going to be on here for long.
Ariel, chill, Ariel.
We're fine. We're not going anywhere. Fucking
Ariel, chill.
This is less of a golf check and more of a man cave check in. So, speaking of the bad weather, we couldn't play golf anytime. Josh's buddy, one of his sponsors, has this garage setup that he showed us today that we went and played in. He's got like a two-sided garage with like a barrier up in the middle, like a bar barrier kind of thing. Anyways, one side, pool table, sick. The other side, golf simulator.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking GC quad, I think that's what it's called. Like,
dude, that's like a $30,000-$50,000 setup.
His whole like garage right now, unbelievable. He's got more work to do. He says he's gonna touch it up. It was insane. We were playing Carnoustie.
At some point in my life, when I have $50,000 to blow, I'm just getting a golf simulator.
Straight up coolest thing, especially in Vancouver where it's raining. I was like, how do more people or there are more places not have this?
Coolest yeah, there's a place ever. In downtown called One Under. It's a restaurant, and you could rent out these booths, and for like 3 hours, you can order food and drinks, and then just hang with your friends and play different courses, like simulation. It's so rad.
So sick. What a time. Yeah. Like, Top Golf is a lot of fun. This, I could see myself just hanging out with some friends, having drinks, put some music on, playing on indoor like this. Yeah, I go all night.
I know. I could do it all day, every day. If I had a simulator, I would never leave that fucking room.
No, you absolutely would not. Like, seriously. I was telling them, I was like, I could just put some music on and hit balls all night long.
Just like, that's literally all I would do.
Why? I don't think I would sleep. That'd be a big problem.
Yeah.
Before we get on to the next thing, motosheets.com. You need you guys' timing and scoring systems made easy. We have a partner for you guys to do that. Okay, guys, your track. Okay. Track's up and running. COVID is long behind us. Okay. Your track, your training, you're getting ready for races. You're getting ready for grands. How do you know if you're getting faster? Well, you can get a coach. Also, you might want to have some times. Okay. So you can get your track dialed in with motosheets.com. They'll get your timing system set up at your track. If you're having a race, get your scoring systems online, made easy for you. Motosheets.com, guys. Please go check them out. They're a partner of us, partner of the show. Let's get back to it.
It's amazing how much better track sessions are and like efforts when you're timing.
Seriously though, right?
Yeah.
That raises that little bit of intensity a lot of the times where it's just like, you just go for it a little bit more.
Yeah, no, like when me and Connor were training together before like pre-Olympics in the winter that year, we would, at the beginning of our sessions, we'd set up timers for like single straightaway efforts and we would just go for broke trying to beat each other's times. Dude, it's amazing how much faster you can go on a straightaway. Like you go so fast, you're barely hanging on.
You're riding the absolute limit half the time, hey?
Yeah, like it's like you're on the edge.
You're going so low over the jumps. Man, your butt is probably getting so close to the tire. You're just carving the crap out of the turn you're coming into. It's pretty nuts.
Absolutely maximizing the straightaway. Yeah.
I remember one time, this is way back when, we were doing efforts, same thing, timed efforts, third straight at Abbotsford. Mm-hmm. And we were doing the same thing, just like as fast as you could possibly go. And we were absolutely winding the top of the turn. Like I'm talking sprint from the bottom, velodrome the top of the turn, and you just come in like 110% speed into the straightaway. It's insane sometimes. It's really cool. It's fun to go after it like that.
It's such good training too. It's overspeed training. You're training your nervous system to go faster than you ever could in a race. So when you in a race, you keep trying to get up to that speed, even though you can't. Thus, your track speed's increasing. So it's the best tool. Motosheets.com.
Really good. Get yours today.
What level of golf do you think you're at and compared to BMX?
Love this. I thought of this a while ago.
This is just fantastic. This is fantastic.
So do you want me to go first? Because I had some time to think about this. here's what I think my level of golf is in return, in terms of a BMX rider in the BMX world. I think I'm that guy at the track who's really good, doesn't ever race because he's not that good. But when he's there at the track, like, he can hold his own with people, have some fun, do some good skills. He can go pretty quick every once in a while. But that's like kind of my level. I'm like that local guy, local good guy. That's all I'm going to say, like, local good guy. I don't know what you guys think that is in your, for your track, who that guy is, but that's kind of my range, I think.
I think that's really accurate. that's really accurate.
Like, I don't think I'm bad. I think I actually got a little bit of skill here and there. I like to throw some cool shots around, which I think are pretty cool. And at the track, you know, you get that guy who, he's a super local sometimes. Maybe he likes to ride all different kinds of bikes, but he can throw down some skills. That's who I try to be. I think that's who I am.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say if I'm being honest, I would say I turned expert this summer. Like, I got my last intermediate win this summer. I would say I turned expert.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, I would say. I think that's fair.
That's fair, because I think, you've been progressing more. And you're not just like there to just, you know, shits and giggles. You're progressing in the sport.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd see me play and you'd be like, oh, that dude's good. But, like, obviously not like Joris pro good, but you'd be like, oh, this dude, like, he knows what he's doing. He's good.
Yeah. I like that. That's pretty accurate too.
Yeah. It'd be fun if people knew we could rank our BMX like in golf handicaps, but people don't know. But that'd be fun, actually.
That would be really fun. That would be cool.
Yeah, people would have no idea what we're talking about.
So getting back to a little bit of Grands action with the women. Do we think any of the younger women, like, there, we've always talked about this year,
Molly. I saw a video of Molly and Visalia. She is pulling.
Do we think we're going to see them kind of shake up the pro title battle a little bit? Like, maybe one of them gets in the middle of Elise and Felicia, like, in the mix. Do you think we'll see it?
I think Molly wins like a semi or something, maybe.
Semi, very well, much so.
Like, wins, she's going to win laps. She could win maybe a semi, and I think she's battling for a podium.
Yep, okay.
I think Delaney is as well.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Delaney and Peyton as well. Very top five. Girls, yep.
The Delaney top five.
I do think that they have that drive right now. I think they want to prove themselves still. I mean, they've done it a lot of races. I think I've said this before too, so it's not new news, but this is another one I think they could do that at, and they could shake it up. I think they could get in the mix in the middle of the title battle, even though they're battling for their podium as well. Like, I don't know who's up for third. I'm sure Lazabert is up for a podium, I would assume.
Yeah.
But I could see the youngsters kind of mixing it up, shaking that up a little bit.
Yeah, Laz will be battling for a podium like always. She's a staple on the circuit in the class. It's going to be also a special race for Brooke, because it's going to be her last ever race. So I hope she goes and hope she does well, but I hope she just goes and enjoys the whole thing too.
I think so too. I hope she enjoys it. I think she will. I have a feeling we're going to see some waterworks.
Oh yeah.
I'll probably cry if she starts crying, I'm going to start crying.
It's really an emotional thing to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. Especially, like, it'll be really cool for her. Like, what a good way to end it at the USA BMX Grands, like an actual race to end it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's honestly one of the most special days of your life.
Yeah.
As like, it's really cool.
And she's been somebody that's one of those people that's been racing the Grands for years and years on end. I'm sure. I can't remember. I don't know how many a row, probably a lot. So that'll be really cool for her. I'm sure she'll have her family there, you know, supporting.
Yeah.
Crowd's going to be going nuts for her.
Crowd's going to be going wild.
Thunder Midget also threw in the chat. He said Peyton and Verhagen as well. She could get in there, mix it up on the small hill. She's really good at that.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, the women's class is going to be good. There's a lot of good riders, and there's a lot of good riders that are fast enough to be in the main too.
True. Yeah. I feel like their class has really grown this year. Like, not only with, like, that younger generation we're talking about, but I feel like there's some other women that have really stepped into the class too.
Yeah, Dominique Smith is good. There's a lot of good riders.
Yeah.
So I think, like, there's a lot of good riders that definitely have the potential to be in the main and mix it up. It's good to see the overall level being raised, like the kind of like the, you want to say maybe 5 to 12 riders, you know, like that kind of range.
Yeah.
Between fifth in the main and fifth in the semi or sixth in the semi. Like, that range is quite a bit deeper.
Big time, I think. Yeah. I feel like oftentimes, maybe years past, you can almost call the top four every time. Mm-hmm. Can't really do that so much now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should the Grants track draft?
Let's do it. Let's do our Grants track draft. Okay, that's enough of that crap. All right. So this week's game, the track draft. Okay, we're gonna pick a first, a second, a third, and a fourth straightaway from a year at the Grands to build our ultimate Grands track. We're going to snake draft it. So it's going to go, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can go.
Okay, so it'll go you, me, me, you, you, me. So we'll get two, I'll go twice in a row, then you'll go twice in a row.
So can we both pick the same straightaway? Or no,
we cannot. Once a straightaway from a certain year is picked, it's taken.
Okay, I'm going to go.
There's one thing, exception. I don't know if we need to throw this in there. Does the turn have to match up with the straight?
I was just going to ask that because that makes a big difference. Like if it's a first straightaway with an inside first turn, you want to make it like a, you know what? Let's say our layout and then let's just pick the straightaways.
Okay.
No, that doesn't work, does it?
Just pick the straightaways. We'll make it work.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make it work.
Yep.
I like the 2006 first straight. It was a pretty long one.
And so this is the thing. We're going to have to try to explain it for everyone. Give us.
So it was like it was a long sprint to a roller. It was a long sprint to a roller and then to a step up, a little step up, then a double into the first corner.
Double into first corner.
Okay. All I'm picturing is David Herman, just pedal manual that thing like nothing and went amateur one.
Oh, there you go. That's the year. That's how we need to like give some reference so people know. Yeah. That's
a big good David one. Herman is a fucking assassin.
Yep. His pull down the straightaway, like after, like over the first jump down the hill, after it's so good.
Underrated, but one of the best USA BMX racers of all time.
Yeah, I agree. I think so too. Yeah.
Underrated, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. For my first year, or for my first straightaway of my Grands draft track, I'm going to take the 2012 first straightaway. It wasn't super long, but it was a drop down out of the gate, a good camelback for a first jump that was pedal manual, like double pedal manual by many. I really like that first jump. Always been a fan of it since I was a kid. But then the jump in the turn, I'll say it was pretty basic. It was a double from what I believe. So nothing too exciting there, but I love the drop down. I love the double pedal manual, and I thought the hill was a good height for that one too. So it was an exciting year too.
Yep, fair enough.
Yep. I forgot I was snake drafting. See, now I go twice. Okay. So my second straightaway, and I don't know if this was that great of a straightaway. I saw TB comment on it, saying it wasn't that amazing from what he wrote it, Tyler Brown. But the video we posted with Kyle Bennett with the four pro jumps down the second straightaway, I thought it was just like very cool. The way that was, I just thought that was like, you had to be very on it. If you overjumped it, you could be in a bad spot. There was no room to case. I thought it was really cool. So I want to take that one.
That one was tough too, steep. I was young, so I didn't do it in racing. I was like 15, but I remember trying it a bunch in practice. And I think I got through it once maybe.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get through it because it was so steep and peaky.
Fair. I mean, it looked... Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of derailment. How do we feel about the pro sets being able to be jumped by amateurs?
Oh, I absolutely love it.
Like, that's what I am too. I'm all on board with that. Yeah, I don't like it to be easy. Oh my
God, all day.
Don't want it to be easy, but yeah, I want them to be able to try to jump it.
I think it should always be marginally faster too. So if you can jump the pro section, you're rewarded. Oh, I think it's so exciting. I think it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 2010, my first year of racing AA. Second straight was a, I think it was a, like a step up, setup jump, big double and a berm jump. That one was cool.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Dude, that one was cool.
Was that the one? Okay. I was thinking a different year in my head. I was thinking of, I think I was thinking 2011 when I think it was when Stein blew his handlebars off.
Oh yeah.
That wasn't your year obviously, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was gnarly.
Yeah. That was gnarly.
That was so gnarly. Oh, my turn.
Sorry, yeah.
I was like, come on, James, fucking wake up. I'm going to go same year. It was a nice long rhythm section. Third straight, 2010. Really cool long rhythm section. Did you have that one picked?
I thought of that one.
That one was a really cool one. That one was really cool.
Yeah, that's a good. I like a good rhythm section for third straight because, I mean, it's standard, but it's just, I'm a fan as well.
And I think that one too, if I remember, you think you jumped into it. Like, I think you jumped into it and then like went down to rhythm section from what I remember.
Okay.
So that's real. I love that. Like if you have to jump like a mini gap jump kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's rad.
Oh, see that. It took me a minute to really figure out exactly which straight it was, which track it was. I know exactly what it is. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Good straightaway really cool. too. All about
like super
all around
long.
Good. All around yeah. good one. Yeah. yeah. Good picks. Okay. For my third straight, I'm going with a rhythm section again. Good one. What I thought it was pretty long. I thought it was basic, but there were some different lines. 2013. If you remember 2013, it was the five straightaway track.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that rhythm section, it was just a solid rhythm section. Couple of rollers, you know, step up, step down, good rollers, double at the end. I really like that one. Couple good option lines, I thought. So
the track was long as fuck. It was like five straightaways.
Super long. Yeah.
yeah. It was honestly so good though. There's so many places to pass.
Yeah, and they made that fourth straightaway really interesting because they made the inside line, the left side, really deep, and then the outside mellow. So people were going to the outside and which it would just leave the door wide open.
Yeah, and you kind of had to jump almost on the inside. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a good one.
Yeah.
So my fourth and final straightaway, I am taking, I think, like I said, it's 2011, the year Denzel, I think, blew his bars off. And I think Wheeler's won that year, that last straightaway where it was a split straightaway.
Yeah.
Good rhythm section around the outside. But if you went right, you had pro section that could get you a little bit faster from what I remember seeing. I loved a split straightaway down the last straight and it was super long too.
Give that to me all day. I'm actually going to pick the same thing except 2008, but it was the same idea, slightly different last straight, but it was a split last straight. Give me that on every single track.
Got it. You got to take it. Like it's just a split. It's just so exciting when you have the option to go so a different cool. direction from somebody and try to pass them. That's awesome. Every time.
And then like people like Elise and Brooke would send it too. And that'd be super exciting to see the women send it.
That is awesome. Like that was kind of where I was with the amateurs. Like, is it good for them? Like, I agree. It's cool when the women are able to do it too.
Yeah. I love that. So yeah, those are good grads tracks. I would say, excuse me. Wow. Big yawn. Jesus. I would say I like the layout. I like the, just like the simplest, like M shaped layout rather than horseshoe and horseshoe.
Fair. Yep.
Just makes the straightaways longer and insides less advantageous then.
Yep. I'm just rewatching. So I hope that the rest of you guys can go, you know, now that we said these straightaways, you can look up the year and look up the Grands track to see the straightaways. 2008, awesome track.
Really good, yeah.
Awesome track.
The only thing is the first straight was really short.
That was really short. I'm watching from the first turn onwards.
But other than that, was cool.
Really cool.
There's honestly, 2011 was almost the same as 2008.
Yeah, honestly, it was very similar, hey?
It was really close, yeah.
So people, go make your Grands BMX track. Leave a comment on our YouTube page. Go unsubscribe and subscribe if you already subscribed. You know, give us a follow. Beat the algorithm. We're trying to beat the algorithm out of here. If you already follow us on the podcast app, you know, unfollow, follow us again. We're going to figure this algorithm out, get some more views. Anyways.
Brandon, I'm looking at you, Brandon. You're sitting there. You've been listening to our show on iTunes, and you probably tuned in and checked out YouTube. Like, subscribe on the podcast app and subscribe on YouTube. It's not that fucking hard, dude. Just do it.
It's not that difficult. I know. No. If you're listening now, you know, you might want to listen again. If you don't want to listen to the next show, maybe you want to listen to the one after. All you got to do is subscribe. And I'm looking at Ross right now. If there's a Ross out there, okay, Ross, if you're listening, you know, we're happy to have you listening. But what, you know, would make us even happier is if you went and subscribed to the channel. Go subscribe. I don't know how your day is going, but I can tell you one thing. Subscribing to the YouTube channel is not going to make your day worse. If anything, you're going to feel like you're accomplishing a task, and that task is making a lot of people, including us and you, happy. Exactly. Go get it, Ross. Go have a day.
Just come on, Ross. Just do it.
Have a day.
We need to do, I was thinking, we'll probably do Chatter Radio in Tulsa. We need to do like a vlog too.
Someone said that. Someone suggested it. We have a lot on our plate.
We do.
But
the thing is with a vlog, like we could just go around filming random shit too at any time.
This is true too. So maybe our vlog will turn into Chatter TV vlog. I'm gonna try to Chatter TV. You're gonna be have some coaching some riders, you know, the Pro Spectacular. I'm gonna be tweeting. I'm gonna try to chat Chatter TV behind the scenes for people.
I was thinking about that. What about McClint? Is our coffee chatter correspondent, you think, going to be tweeting along too?
Nope. Well, he might be tweeting along, but I'm very upset to have to share this, but Justin will not be there at the Grands. I was talking the other day. I was really looking forward to seeing him, and I told him that too. I know. I wasn't lying. I was hoping to see him. He's such a good time.
He is one of the people too. When I think of seeing people, I get excited to see him.
Yeah, right? Because you just you're going to crack a joke, or you're just going to, just
yeah. I was remembering Albuquerque, we were in his pit, and we had to get a coffee for him. We got his venti Starbucks.
Yeah, good guys you are. Good guys we are.
Yeah, I know. We're great. We're great blokes.
Yeah.
Anything else today?
If humans can't see air, can fish see water?
I was hoping you were going to say that when I said that.
Let me repeat that for you. If humans can't see air, can fish see water?
Where the fuck did you get this?
Do you think so?
Yes, they can see water.
Why? How?
Because you can completely see the difference between water and not water.
Yeah, but they live in the water. So do they actually see the water? I mean, they can probably see bubbles, but we can also see bubbles.
We're in the water, we see the water.
When you go underwater, do you see the water or do you see stuff in the water? Hey, here's the thing.
You can see the surface of the water.
Yeah, but we can see the surface of the water too from the air, from above the water and below. You still see the surface of the water. You see the surface of the other thing, but we can't see the air. We can see the water because we're used to the air. They're used to the water, so do you think they can see the air?
I just had my hand in front of me doing this, imagining I'm in the ocean. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you go like this in the water, you can see like little wave things, can't you?
You see bubbles. They can see
bubbles. Where the hell did you get this?
I don't know.
It's a mind fuck. I don't know if you can now.
Like their air, our air is their water.
Yeah, but you can see the surface of the water. You can see like, oh, there's an ocean there. You can see that.
Okay.
You can see the waves crashing.
But that's the difference of the two. Obviously, we can both see that, I would assume, because they can jump out of the water. So we can both see that. We can't see the edge of the air.
So you're saying we can't, so you're asking, like, can we see the molecules of H2O, like while we're in the water?
I guess we can see that, right? Because we can see them all. We know it's water. No, I don't know. We might have just got this debunked.
So we can't see oxygen. We can only see it if we breathe out in cold weather and you can see our breath.
Yeah. Do you think they can see when they breathe? How do they breathe out?
Okay, that's a different question. Whole other kettle of fish we're not going to get into.
Okay.
I'm going to go with yes, you can see water.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. I don't have an answer.
How many people think have shut this podcast off and just muttered under their breath, God, these two are so stupid?
Way too many. Way too many, unfortunately. Because we haven't even told them important information about our live show. I don't know if this has been public yet.
No, one sec. Do you think Ariel's still listening?
No, definitely not. Ariel's tuned out way long ago. As soon as we finished with the women, Ariel was like, see you boys, I'm out.
Yeah, she might not even listen to Chatter Radio.
I don't know if she does.
I know. I'm going to need a sign.
We're going to need a sign.
You need a sign.
Need to pass along a sign. We sorted out our live show date and time. We're going to be doing our Coffee Chatter live. Like, I'm not talking just YouTube live people. I'm talking live in the pits show in the Answer S-Squared Claiborne Pits on Friday after the men and women finish their pro quarterfinals before the amateurs get started with their ROC finals. There's a little bit of a window in there.
It's noon, right?
It's around noon. Yeah, I think it's noon. So noon on Friday, if you're at the Grands, swing by the Answer S-Squared Claiborne Pits. You're going to see us doing a live show. We're going to be chatting, I guess, a little bit of pre-show for the Grands because we'll know who's in the finals for the Grands Pro Spectacular. We're hopefully going to get a pro or two on as they walk by, as they finish their race day. You know, want to come have a chat? You know, maybe you can ask us a question. We can give you a live answer. Come join us. We want to mingle.
So John's stoked to have us at the Answer S-Squared Claiborne rig. Get yours today. Do our Coffee Chatter live show at noon. I think the pros go at 11, right? The last round's at 11?
Last round is at 11, yep.
Yeah, so we have plenty of time. We'll do the show at 12. So we're going to set up there. We're going to try and get some seats together so some people can come first serve and sit down. Otherwise, just come and stand there and hang out for a bit, listen to us. We'll probably do a bit of a recap of the day before racing, talk about who's going fast and whatnot, and then we'll probably just preview the night show a bit. I would say we'll probably have Nick on. I mean, let's be real. We'll probably have Nick Long on.
I hope we do. We talked about it. We told him. He said he might be able to swing by.
Yeah. We'll have someone on, and we'll just chat and some come by, hang out. Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's going to be a great time.
We big shout out to Chris Luna. Their USA BMX is going to give us a little speaker to use.
Yep. Hopefully it works with our system. We believe it's going to work. We're pretty sure it's going to work. Hopefully it works.
At this point, we think it's going to work.
Yeah. At this point, our bet is on that it's going to work. We've never used this piece of, like, this cord that we're going to use to make this work. We've never actually used it. Well, we have it. We want to use it.
Yeah. So it's going to be. So, can we use a Bluetooth speaker as a backup plan?
You know, technically, I don't know.
Because that would simplify things.
We could try. I don't know how we'd connect our Bluetooth speaker to the system.
Yeah, perhaps not. Anyway, there's going to be a speaker. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time. We're really looking forward to it. So.
Yeah. There's going to be probably 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people watching. So it's going to be great.
Huge crowd. Like, I'm talking like huge. If you don't get there in time, you might not even be able to see over the amount of people to where we're chatting. Like, our speaker might not even be big enough to reach our audience.
We might reach max capacity in pits.
It might be overly crowded. Like, I don't know if they're allowed to have so many people in one small confined area.
It might be the biggest show in Tulsa all week.
Like, if you think there's going to be a lot of people at the Pro Spectacular, like, think again. I think we're going to break those numbers during the day.
That is absolute child's play compared to the show we're putting on.
They might as well just have us go live during the Pro Spectacular. Like, the amount of people, like, we're going to have the same amount of people there.
Guess so, come on by, come fast. It's going to go off.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. So. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner in the answer pits.
I'm bummed. Like, I'm going to miss that.
Oh, what time do you arrive again? 7?
Late at night, 7 or 8 probably. Yeah. And let's be real. It's probably going to get delayed somewhere. Something's going to happen.
We're going to the barrel the next day.
We'll go to the barrel. We're going to have a good morning. Nice big cup of Starbs. Really get the day going right. Big day.
It's going to be awesome.
Huge day.
All right, folks, we'll be back next week for a Monday. We'll do a Grands preview. I'm so excited.
Really, really looking forward to the official one. The official one's always going to be good. So
me too.
Thanks to ProGate Europe, winning starts at the Great Gate T.
Always.
Always does. Thank you to motosheets.com. Get your timing scoring system made easy, people. And I guess all there's left to do is say snap on green.
Snap on green. See you next week, folks.
Well, what's this friggin' podcast all about? I don't get it, man. Coffee chatter?
Get off my back, guys. You have to be fast in the track.
I hate that guy.